The Iowa State Patrol has identified the injured victim from Thursday morning three-vehicle accident that happened on County Road C-38 near the Anthony Truck Wash. 41-year-old Fernando Galvin Lopez of Lamar suffered severe third-degree burns to his legs when his pickup started on fire as a result of the accident. Rescue units had to extinguish the flames and then needed to extradite Lopez from the vehicle. Lopez was initially taken to Floyd Valley Healthcare in Lamar's, then transferred to Mercy One Medical Center in Sioux City, and finally transferred to the Burn Hospital in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He is listed as being in stable condition. A bill providing public schools extra money to cover COVID-related costs has gained bipartisan approval in the Iowa House. $27 million would be split among all districts, but Republican Representative Dustin Height of New Sharon says that districts that had the most classes in person would receive the largest share of funding. He said that we all know in this room that kids in school was the best learning environment for the vast majority of our students in the state of Iowa, but this year it took a little bit extra to get them into that room, and that's what this bill does. About two dozen Democrats voted against the bill. Representative Sharon Steckman of Mason City says that the funding distribution ignores the expenses of hybrid and remote learning. The House plan gives a financial break to districts that have buildings damaged in the August derecho and could not hold classes until repairs were done. State Representative Dr. Tom Jennery of Lamar's offers an explanation of that bill.
House File 532, which provides for additional funding for schools that went in person during the pandemic, because schools that had students there in person incurred more costs as far, you know, utilities, teachers, substitutes, food service people. So that's a good bill.
Jennery says there are some differences between the House version and the Senate version of the bill.
There's a few differences that I think are important. One is the House version of the bill is that the school districts that get the additional funding can use it this year, and if necessary, they can carry it over into next year. The biggest thing is this amount of money was $27.2 million, and it comes out of the year-end balance this year. The Senate version would be that the schools have to use the money next year, and then that would come out of the general budget next year. It's a good thing to help these schools that incurred costs as far as having students in person. And then this also allows that schools that were impacted by the derecho that couldn't go to school no matter what because they had damage to a school building or access to the internet and that type of thing.
State lawmakers Dr. Tom Jennery and Jim Carlin will hold a series of town hall meetings scheduled for Saturday. The legislators will be at four different communities to discuss current legislative bills and actions, as well as to gather input from their constituents. The town hall meetings are open to the public, and Jennery says he looks forward to meeting people at the various town hall meetings.
It's a great opportunity for people to come to their community and share their concerns with Senator Carlin and myself. And that's one of the things I really do enjoy, the town hall meetings, because you get to actually talk to your constituents. And for the most part, our people in this area are pretty well informed, and they really ask some really good questions. And sometimes we don't always know the answer, but it's a great opportunity to take their information and check into things and get back to them, because it helps you learn as well as answering their questions. So I really do look forward to the town hall meetings.
Representative Jennery and Senator Carlin will be at the Mobile City Hall beginning at 9 a.m. and then on to Correctionville City Hall at 10:30 a.m. The two legislators are scheduled to be at the Kingsley Community Center at 1 and finish with the town hall meetings with a gathering at the Pearson Community Hall at 2:30 p.m. Iowa grocery stores could opt out of accepting empty containers covered by the state's nickel deposit law under legislation that has cleared a Senate subcommittee. Senator Ken Rosenboom, a Republican from Oskaloosa, says that his bill is an attempt to tweak but not end the state's popular bottle bill.
The bill very intentionally makes simple but fundamental improvements in our current process.
Jess Mazur, a lobbyist for the Sierra Club, says that the bill would make it less convenient for consumers to get their deposit fees back.
By allowing grocery stores and convenience stores to opt out, you know, that will hinder a lot of people's ability or just willingness to take things back if it's not as convenient as possible. A lot of people take their cans and bottles back when they go buy groceries. And if they now have to make an extra trip somewhere up to 20 miles away, we could actually see a reduction in the return rates.
As the bill is currently written, a retailer may refuse to accept cans and bottles if there's a redemption center within 20 miles of the store. Mary Tarnoff of Fairfield, a legislative action chair for the Sierra Club of Southeast Iowa, says it's not reasonable to expect someone to drive 20 miles to recycle.
And it's not just 20 miles, it's actually 40 miles because you have to go there and you have to come back. And that's like an hour of your day to recycle. And I just don't think that's practical.
Rosenboom says that his attempt to modernize the bottle bill, like countless others, may be doomed if competing interest groups are not willing to compromise.
I think this is a chance to change that dynamic, and I'd encourage each one of you to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem.
Beer and liquor distributors keep all the deposit fees that are not redeemed today, and Rosenboom says that it's grown into a very large sum of money. His bill would have that money turned over to the state.